While it didn't make many news headlines, certainly agricultural interests watched very carefully the blizzard that hit North Dakota, portions of South Dakota, Minnesota, Saskatchewan, and Manitoba, with some areas receiving up to 36 inches of snow, especially around Harvey, North Dakota. That north central part of North Dakota hit the hardest. That area, I'm afraid to say, will feel the effects of another winter-like storm, although not as intense as we get into this weekend and into early next week. The northern plains, the northern Great Lakes will see more wintry weather. A lot of colder weather is spreading south and east across the United States as fall weather is finally arriving in the central and east where it's been so warm. We see that transition to a more fall pattern over the next 14 days continuing with more of an emphasis of the cooler, unsettled weather for the central and eastern part of the U.S. as opposed to the western U.S. This is something that will get started as we head into next week. Looking south of the equator, take a peek at South America. The forecast over the next week to 10 days is generally dry for both Brazil and Argentina. For Australia, also looking dry as well over the next week to 10 days.